You're listening to Central Time. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. Most would agree that being an informed citizen and voter is important. But for a lot of people, the last time they actively learned about how the government works was years ago in high school, or maybe even earlier. A competition sponsored by the Wisconsin Newspaper Association Foundation is hoping to inspire young people, and the rest of us, to be more active and engaged in civic life. Eve Galanter is a big proponent of the Wisconsin Civics Games. She's a Wisconsin Newspaper Association Foundation board member and former Madison City Council member. She also served as the director of Senator Herb Kohl's Madison office. Eve, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you, Judith.
So what exactly do we mean by civics?
That's an interesting question. What we found is that knowledge of how government works, an understanding of when you say there ought to be a law, what would you do about it? How are you going to understand the foundations of how government works? And Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, who in her most recent report to the public saying she was retiring from public life, said, there's no more important work than deepening young people's engagement in our nation. And my own background and commitment to public service, a kind of an obsession with government, led me to be very concerned when, appropriately enough, I saw a headline in the Wisconsin State Journal a couple of years ago that said, all three school board incumbents running unopposed. Mm. I had nothing wrong with all the people who were serving. They were doing a great job. But why was there no more interest? Were people aware of the opportunity to serve in the public? And I was concerned enough that I began talking to people about what's happening with public service. Why are people not engaged? The notion of civic engagement and more recently civil engagement and bolstering an interest in public service. There was a survey that was done by the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance and for the League of Municipalities, and they found that of the over 500 cities and villages in Wisconsin, 52% of those had officials who said they had zero to one candidate per seat over the last 3 years, even when there was no incumbent. Perhaps only one person ran or none. There was a need to fill a gap of making people feel enthusiastic about knowing more about how government works.
Well, I'm guessing, Eve, too, that not everyone, for a variety of reasons, would be able to or would want to run for office. But this also, I'm guessing, is hoping to encourage more people to vote, because our voting levels are often well behind many other countries.
You're absolutely right. And public service means not only seeking elected office. You can serve on a city committee or commission. You can work in government or with government without having to seek elected office, which for many people is a kind of daunting task.
We're talking with Eve Galanter. She's a Wisconsin Newspaper Association Foundation board member, and we're talking about their Wisconsin Civics Games, which the finals are going to be happening later this month. And so, Eve, let's talk about the Wisconsin Civics Games. How are they structured? Who's competing?
The Civics Games, which were originally called the Civics Bowl, but people thought Civics Games sounded more interesting.
It sounds more Olympian.
Especially to high school students. And that was really part of the focus when I brought this to the Newspaper Association Foundation, to encourage interest. What do you need to do? You need to have competition. You need to have some fun. You need to have a sense of seeking to gain knowledge, but also to having it tested in a fun and rewarding way. So we sent information to every high school in Wisconsin saying, we're launching the Wisconsin Civics Games. Teams of students in high school of up to 4 students per team can compete one-on-one, like the old-fashioned college bowl, to determine who would move forward and after a regional competition to the finals, which are going to be held on Saturday, February 23rd at the state capitol. Students are advancing from the Green Bay area and Rice Lake area and Madison, Milwaukee, Platteville to compete in their knowledge of what goes on in our Wisconsin state government, what happens in looking at current affairs, reading the newspaper and saying, you know, if that's going to happen, I know what will happen next or how we might address that. The exciting thing, too, is that because of the support of many of our sponsors, whether it's the League of Municipalities and the EVU Foundation and the Wisconsin Counties Association, with lots of volunteers from the League of Women Voters, we are going to be offering $2,000 scholarship to the members of the winning team to attend a Wisconsin college or university.
Wow.
So knowledge of civics and civic engagement has a real payoff.
It pays
here.
Off. Well, Eve, I want to give people a sense of what kind of questions these students are preparing to answer, and I'm guessing that they are preparing to answer well. Here are a couple that you gave me. One is, in January, the federal government had a partial shutdown of agencies because no budget had been approved. In Wisconsin, if no budget is approved, what would happen? And what would happen?
What would happen? I'm curious, as your listeners are thinking about that, do they know that what would happen in Wisconsin is that the previous year's budget and appropriations would apply until a new budget is approved?
So it's basically an automatic continuing resolution.
It is automatic. We do not have to go through what many people went through with the federal shutdown.
And there are proposals to make that the case at the federal level.
That is correct.
Well. So here's another one. I hope everybody out there has their thinking caps on. In the original Wisconsin Constitution, with some modifications over time, it is one of the oldest state constitutions in the nation. There are two ways that that state constitution can be changed. What are those two ways?
Well, one I think that most people are familiar with is by amending it, a process that happens first in the state legislature over consecutive sessions, and then it goes out on to referendum for the people of Wisconsin to vote on it.
And that has been done.
That has been done. I think most recently I think the voters will remember that we changed the method by which the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court was selected, moving from seniority to election by colleagues on the other justices on the Supreme Court. The second method,
which has not been used before but is on the books, correct?
That is now, that was by amendment to the Constitution.
No, yes. but the second way that you can change it has never been used.
And people are very concerned about convening a constitutional convention. What would happen if we suddenly opened up the Constitution to anybody who had an idea? What would happen? What would it overturn? Mm-hmm. Would it be things that you care about or something that I care about? And would they be the same?
So that's an example of the kinds of questions that are asked. What do you hear from the students who participate in the games?
Well, I both hear from and I've watched those students. We had a break at the regional games, the one that was held here in Madison at the Union South. And during lunch, when I expected the room would just be filled with chatter and everybody being very relaxed, they were testing each other using this book called The Framework of Wisconsin Government that we provided to the teachers of every school that registered. Another unique thing about this is that no fee was involved for any school to participate, and we, with the support of sponsors and with all of the UW Wisconsin campuses who donated the space in which the games were held, we really feel very, very fortunate. And the students' enthusiasm is really contagious. I think it is something new, but what we are hoping to do is build on this year's success. We had originally 54 teams register from around the state. The polar vortex played a few games on us. But the second annual, we hope that more teams will look at what happened this year and that teachers and students will be encouraged to join us in this wonderful and exciting opportunity to learn, engage, and think about public service.
Well, Eve, as we wrap up, what is the best way for, say, a teacher or a student who's listening and thinks, wow, I really want to be part of that next year, or maybe wants to watch the finals, if that's possible? What's the best way to get information?
Well, first of all, if you want to watch the finals, it is free and open to the public in room 411 south of our wonderful state capitol. There will be introduction by Chief Justice Rogensack. Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes is going to be coming by after lunch. And if you want more information, please go to WisconsinCivicsGames.com. And if you've got ideas for questions, you can contact me at WNA@WNANews.com.
And I'll just say that's Wisconsin Civics, plural,
games.com. All one word.
Well, Eve, thanks so much for joining us today, and it'll be exciting to see who comes out on top.
Thanks.
Eve Galanter is a Wisconsin Newspaper Association Foundation board member and former Madison City Council member. She joined us to talk about the Wisconsin Civics Games. The final will be on February 23rd at the state capitol.